Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh my God, this is coming out on Valentine's Day.
I know.
Wow.
Fuck yes, the best day of the year.
I know.
That's right, we're back. I realize that no one cares about Valentine's Day but me, but I'm dragging you all down this journey with us, so.
I think more people are starting to care about Valentine's Day.
Yes.
I saw a really cute, big Valentine's Day bash on Amelia de Moldenberg. She's the girl who does the Chicken Shop Date YouTube series, and she had this really cute looking Valentine's Day party.
Funny.
Everything was pink.
Yeah.
And there were just like pink heart-shaped balloons everywhere. And I was like, this is a Tynan party.
It is.
I was about to send you the post and be like, we should do this. And then I was like, wait, we don't have money and nobody knows us. So, but one day.
We could do a smelly later party.
Oh, fuck yeah, we could. Yeah,
totally. I don't know. But would it be for the listeners or for the dolls?
Both.
For the girls.
Yeah.
We also dropped an exclusive Valentine's Day merch.
We did.
I'm only mentioning it because it is so cute.
People have already started getting them.
I know. It's They're crazy. Showing up. Yeah. I wonder if ours are here yet.
Good question.
This was just sort of like an added value to our second drop.
It's just a thing we wanted to do because it's cute. Sometimes it's nice to do cute things.
It's a love letter to me.
Yeah, basically. This is Tynan's passion project.
It literally is. So yes, it's a cute cotton candy colorway. It says Gourmand in the collegiate font. And it's our first hoodie.
It's a hoodie.
Anyway, we weren't going to release more merch like ever again. But Sable was like, we should do Gourmand. And I was like, well, I can't fucking say no to that.
Yeah.
So here we are.
And it's funny because it didn't really work with our initial sweatshirt launch because it's
a category
not a note. So we didn't do it then, even though it crossed our minds. Mm-hmm. And then now we're like, wait.
Yeah.
A one-off.
And you know what? Like, she led with, for Valentine's Day, we should. And I was like, I don't know what you're about to say, but I already agree.
A sweatshirt. What else would we do?
I do want to do in like a year.
Mm-hmm.
Because like we are not a merch company,
yeah.
But I want to do in a year like jackets or something that's the Smelly Later Hotel. I want to do like a hotel theme.
Fuck.
Yeah. Anyway.
How fun would it be to do like a hotel event party and there's like some sort of like smellscape?
We should hook the Wythe.
Oh shit.
In 2 weeks.
Yeah.
We should charm them.
We should charm the schmance off of them.
Yeah. More on that later.
More on that. Yeah, I know. I was like, do we say that in this episode or should
we? Yeah, we're doing a live
recording
thing.
Broadcast.
What is this?
A live show.
Yes, we're doing a live show.
For not me not knowing what the festival is called. It's like Simplecasts, who is our host, their annual podcast fest.
Mm-hmm.
And it is at the Wythe Hotel in Williamsburg. We're doing a live show.
And panel
Friday the 24th in the afternoon during working hours, unfortunately, for all the gainfully employed people.
Yeah, shout out to my job.
Yeah. take your PTO.
Yeah. To be clear, because I always mix them up, Simplecast is not the software that we talk shit about every episode.
Yeah. No, Simplecast has never done us wrong.
Yeah, Simplecast is actually very good.
Yeah.
So we're happy to be a part of that. I think that we're going to get the recording from the show and upload it.
Yes.
If you don't like live episodes, then don't listen. I expect to hate live episodes of my favorite podcast, but every time I listen, I love them. So
yeah.
I figure, I mean, it'll probably sound different, obviously. Like, we probably can't edit quite as much.
Yeah.
I've never really edited a live thing, but like, it's live. So
yeah, we haven't figured out what we're going to do yet, but TBD, it's a surprise.
It'll be fun. I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm also terrified.
I know, same. I'm like, I'm excited. Also, I'm sweating profusely.
No, I think it'll be fine. Like, the small outlines that I've seen already, I'm like, oh yeah, we got this. Also, like, it's not like we've ever had trouble talking.
Exactly. I was like, oh, you want us to fill 45 minutes?
Yeah, bet.
I'll do it twice.
I was like, have you ever heard our intros?
Yeah. They're 30 fucking minutes long.
Literally.
Oh my God.
So that'll be fun.
Yeah.
It's allegedly Fashion Week. I have something to say, but I don't think I can say it on the mic.
Dude, it's fake.
It is fake.
It feels fake.
Yeah.
Every season, it feels faker and faker.
Mm-hmm.
Were you going to talk about those red boots?
You know, do you want to?
Somebody called them red bottoms, and I was like, you're right, they are red bottoms.
Those boots are iconic. I don't care.
I also saw in Hunter Harris's newsletter where she was like, I love the boots. Like, clowns should wear clown shoes so you can hear them squeaking when they arrive.
Wait, did I tell you I met Hunter Harris?
No!
Yes, at the About Face party.
Oh my
which
God.
Which was amazing.
Damn, it looked really cool.
It was so stupid. If I could delete one memory from my mind, it would be that. Because I saw her and she is rapid gorgeous in person,
she is,
obviously.
Yeah.
And so Devin was there and I was like, is that Hunter Harris? And she's like, yes. And I was like, oh my God. But I didn't approach her, like, I wasn't going to be weird. But then I was getting my coat and I was leaving and I was behind her and I was like, hi, Hunter Harris. And I just like was like stumbling over my words. And she graciously like
aww.
Asked me for eyeliner advice. And I was like, or like recommendations. So it was cute. And then
she
I was
has to like get recognized a
oh,
lot.
Oh, totally.
I'm
totally.
Sure she does. She's queen. Like such a prolific writer
mm-hmm.
and like has a huge readership, yeah. like well deserved.
Yeah, she's great.
Yeah, her newsletter slaps.
That party was so cute.
Yeah. It just, looked cute.
It fully, I was like, this is what other brands think that they're doing.
Mm. Wait, where was it?
Literally like a boys and girls club. Don't quote me on that, but it was like an event space like that. It like wasn't
oh,
an event okay. space. It was literally a gym. And it was
oh,
set up
cute. Because it's like a dance.
Yeah, it was set up like a yeah. like a prom, like a school dance, which really I would cute. Roll my eyes at, but it was done to yeah. the nines.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, okay.
That is a really cute idea. I guess it's very nostalgic. Mm-hmm. And like the whole brand is 94. Also, I'm still just like, wow, people are born in 94. That's crazy. And they're full adults. She has a baby. One of the cafes that I regularly go to, one of the regular dudes who work, I'm the regular, not they're the regular, but like one of the dudes who works there, I thought he was like, maybe like 28, 29. He was 21.
No.
And I was like, you are a child.
No, absolutely not.
I don't know. I never thought I'd be that person who's like the youths, but I am now.
I don't feel like that. I still feel whatever. I'm 35. I don't care.
Yeah. I don't really discriminate with age, with like going on a date with a person.
Here
but like
go.
When I hear someone is like born post 1990, I'm like, what? I don't know why my brain rewinds to like, oh, when I was in college, you were in junior high or like something like that. I'm like, how weird.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we're all adults now. In your mid-30s, it's almost like it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You're both like old enough.
Yeah.
It's not a big age gap thing. But I'm finding myself more discriminatory about men older than me.
I don't fuck with men, period.
I think that's the move.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just don't. This is our love episode, by the way.
Yeah, this is our love episode. It's off. It's starting off with a bang.
As they always do.
As they always do.
I feel like the episodes where we just talk about random shit are always the ones people are like that your friend who was like, I like the episode where you just talk about people you thought were hot.
Yeah, my friend was like, I really like your podcast because I learn a lot about fragrances, but I really like the ones where you just talk about people that you think are hot. It's just like, so what was that? Or like spoke, it was a fragrance ad episode.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
We talked about hot people because they're all fronted by celebrities.
Yes,
so
hot.
That's how we got there. But I was like, well, more to come on that.
Speaking of people who are hot, my Explore page has been, there must be some Instagram conspiracy theory because there's no reason why it would be programmed based on my behavior, but it is all Pedro Pascal fan cams, all of them.
Yeah, he's really taken over the internet in
yeah,
the last week.
I don't get it.
I don't know who that man is.
I do now. Everything I've learned is against my will.
Yeah, literally.
And like, he's fine, whatever. Good for him. He's working great. I don't know. I don't get it.
He's bisexual, right?
Is he?
I think he
good
is.
Good for him.
Well, I guess I like 50% of him then.
Yeah.
Wait, let me Google that instead of just like, not that like.
He was in Game of Thrones. He was in all those like Star Wars via Disney shows that I don't watch. He's in The Last of Us. I have been also like, developed a minor video game addiction to the last game, which I just finished. Thank God, save me from myself.
Oh, I think just his character is bisexual. Well, he's.
Oh, wait, the one in Game of Thrones. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he is. Uh-huh.
Well.
He's cute. He's like he's a good looking dude.
He's a man.
Yeah, but
he
I just
looks like
a don't.
Person.
Yeah, I don't get all the fuss. I'm I just mean, like this is our guy for 2023.
You know the internet.
You want to open the year with this guy? Right. Okay, fine. I guess sure.
Fine. I guess it could be worse.
It could be
better than more Harry Styles.
You're
now
right,
that we've all
right.
decided to kill him.
Yeah. What is his deal? Are people mad at him now?
Yes.
Oh, for...
They're not so much mad at him, but they're mad at the Grammys, and by way of...
The Grammys are fake.
Well, of course.
The fact that people still, like, care about the Grammys is like, let it go.
Yeah, it's like, what are we...
Let it die.
What are we mad at here?
Who cares? They're all rigged.
Yeah.
Even the Oscars rigged.
Did you ever see Megan?
I just saw it last night.
Did you? Oh my God. Did you
It
die?
Was really good. So it good. Was so good.
It's so good.
I was thinking the whole time how I keep reading these like New York Mag articles, how like Megan's a queer icon. And like, and I'm like, do I see it? I don't know if I see it.
We just...
She's like a sassy little girl. And then I was like...
Exactly.
The queers own sassy little girls. That's well, their thing now.
She's a queer icon because like... She is, yeah, like a bitchy doll who dances as she murders people and is like, yeah, like it, she has like perfect hair. All of the pieces are there, you know. And the movie is, by all like correct definitions, is fully camp. And it knows exactly what it is.
I think that's why it was so successful, is because it leaned into its camp.
But it wasn't like it. It knew, the movie knows exactly what it is and plays into it like with the exact amount of like intensity that it should, without going like too crazy with it or too funny with it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It was just like,
it could have gone sillier.
I couldn't believe how good it was, actually. Yeah. You know,
I kind of went into it having been hyped up from like you and other people.
Sure.
So like my expectations were really high.
Yeah.
And it's not to say I was disappointed, but I was just like, oh, okay.
You
it
got
wasn't
what you
like,
came for.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, it wasn't like crazy, but.
I saw it pretty soon after it came out. I mean, the hype was there, but I think it was like a holiday weekend or something. We had like an extra day.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was kind of shitty out. And I was like, I just want to go see Megan. Like, we're already talking about it. We'd been talking about it all weekend, just like joking meme-wise. And I was like, I guess I'm going to see the movie. And I had kept hearing that there's so much of the movie that's not in the trailer, which is like sort of promising, like the mark of a good film. So we went and I was like, oh, this is actually really fun. So
yeah.
Shout out to her.
Yeah. I went to a boy's house and we rented it on demand. And he has like this insane sound system. So like all the jump scares were like legitimately terrifying. I was like, why is it so loud? I'm like, your neighbors must hate you.
Yeah,
because
right.
All they hear is this fucking like IMAX bass.
All they hear is this doll murdering people.
Yeah.
Allison Williams is good in it too. Did you read, God, what was the publication that someone did an interview with her in person for the film in the American Girl Cafe?
That's like, brilliant.
That's funny.
That's really so funny.
Yeah.
Those like little girl dolls always freaked me out.
I wanted one so badly.
Even when I was a kid.
Yeah.
There's one episode of The X-Files I watched about a possessed little doll that makes people kill themselves.
Love.
And I definitely watched that too young.
Yeah.
And ever since then, I was like, not in my house. Fuck no.
I had a ton of Barbies growing up that I was obsessed with. And I think that like...
I love Barbie.
Everything you need to know about me. But I never had an American Girl. Mm-hmm. And... I wanted one so bad. And like looking back, I'm like, why did I want this like colonial milkmaid with braids? Like, ew, I'd much rather have Barbie.
Were they meant to be like a teachable doll?
Like, I think they had like history lessons. Oof. And like stories around them.
Very particular history.
Yeah, exactly. Like whose version of history is this?
The white version of history.
Literally, God. Maybe I was safer with Barbie.
Wait, didn't American Girl dolls, they had an indigenous doll?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, a little too little too late.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I remember when I was like 8 or something, one of my parents' friends got me the Chinese Barbie edition.
Oh, no.
And on the one hand, I think it was well-intentioned to be like, here's a Barbie that looks like you.
Right.
And in my sorrowfully white suburban mind, I was like, this isn't Barbie. Barbie's blonde. What? This is like an off-brand bullshit Barbie.
That's funny.
I know.
Well, they tried.
They tried. Like now I'm like, oh, I would probably do that for a kid because it makes sense. But at the same time, I'm like, oh, how sad that like my brain was like, this is incorrect.
But I also feel like now there are... There's so many more. Like dolls of different shades and genders that like it's not that hard to find a doll that looks like you.
Yeah.
Perhaps. I'm also not a child of color, so I can't say that.
Also, it's like when you grow up in like a super white suburban community.
Yeah.
You're a kid, like your whole world is just like the bubble of what you see every day. So like, you know, I just didn't know about the world.
Right.
It's how fucking weird.
Right.
Anyway.
Dolls.
Dolls.
Are you going to the Armani dinner on Wednesday? Are we going?
Yes.
We're going, right?
Yes. Okay. We are going.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm excited. Where's that at?
I don't remember.
Neither do I.
They kind of invited me twice, and I was like, yes. I said yes. And they're like, oops. And I was like, am I invited?
Yeah, right.
Is this a move? Is this passive aggressive? I don't know. Keep me on my toes, I guess.
They're probably like, she's going to bail anyway.
Jury's out. Let's see. So there's a lot of days between now and Wednesday. So
That is true.
Anything could happen. Who knows? I mean, I was getting over a cold like a week ago. And like, if I'm like a little iffy, I'm just like, no, I'm not going out, which I think people should do. If you don't feel well, don't go to an enclosed event with lots of people. Please.
Please.
That's how everybody gets sick. How little we forgot.
Literally, like, have we learned nothing these last 3 years?
No, we have not learned anything. Like, so many people, I've like overheard people being like, yeah, I'm a little sick. Like, I have a fever, but like, it's fine. And I'm like, go get away from me.
Get away.
Why are you with people?
Literally.
Not cool. Anyway. Tynan, what do you smell like today?
So, I am not wearing this brand again on purpose or with any agenda. It was one of the two scents that I had not come across, and one that I was very interested in for obvious reasons, mm-hmm. me being me. I'm wearing Imaginary Authors A Whiff of Waffle Cone.
A Whiff of Waffle Cone.
Yes. This is one of their newer ones. I don't think it's their... No, it's not their newest one. That's In Love With Everything, but it is more recent. It started out a few years ago as a candle, and then they made it into a fine fragrance, thank God. Mm-hmm. And it essentially smells like, well, it's supposed to smell like an ice cream shop, some mm-hmm. soft serve, whatever. It is, to me, on the skin, it's very caramelly and almost like it has a note of like something burnt. Like it almost has this back end of like incense.
Ooh.
There's less vanilla and more caramel than I expected, but the notes are vanilla, heavy cream, salted caramel, amaranth, orangeet, Saigon cinnamon, and ice cream shop. It's perhaps not what I expected, but it is very in the realm of what I just said. Like, it's a gourmand. It's very rich. It's very sticky. It sort of just smells like, you know, burnt caramel mm-hmm. in a nice
That's
way.
Nice.
Yeah, I've been wearing it the last couple of days. It's great. I mean, like, again, if I were to have bought the full thing, I don't know how I'd feel. But if you like sweet and you like ice cream,
yeah,
you're really going to like this. I mean, there's not much to say about it other than it is what it says it is, and
it's like a literal
it's great
interpretation.
Yeah, I love it. I mean, like, of course I love it. It's an ice cream mm-hmm. shop. It's an ice cream scent. So as someone who is severely lactose intolerant, you have to take the ice cream where you can get it.
True.
And even if it's in fragrance, that's fine.
Yeah.
So
they should have made that one edible.
Oh fuck. It also, sorry,
yeah,
the through line here is that it was with a collab with Salt and Straw,
yes,
who did the perfume, the fucking, what am
ice
I trying to say,
perfume.
Ice cream perfume.
Yep.
That we messily taste tested a few months ago.
Yeah,
so that's cute. They're back again.
A whiff of waffle cone.
Yeah,
it's fun to say.
It is.
Yeah,
it's great. I would say like this scent in the Imaginary Authors collection is a bit of an outlier, only because I don't know how the story itself weaves through the rest of the Imaginary Authors cinematic universe, but I'm happy it exists. I don't care either way. So mm-hmm.
cool.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
Sable, what do you smell like today?
Okay, so because it's our Valentine's Day episode, I was like, ooh, let me put on Margiela Replica on a date, because it's the day of the date.
You know what, I'm just spray this on. Spray, too.
It's not what I thought, like, at all. Okay, so it says the provenance and period is Provence 2014. Fragrance description, grapes and roses. And I think they really delivered on the grapes and the roses. It kind of smells to me like you spilled wine on yourself after like a nice night having a picnic outside, like, I don't know, like in a grassy field in Provence in 2014. But there's something like, it's heavy on the grape. Like, are you on a date or are you on a grape? I don't know. But it smells like red wine. A little bit of that like cool breeze, like ozonic smell, and like rose petals. But it's very tart.
So the PR called out grape, mm-hmm. rose,
oh, hella grape.
And patchouli.
I do not get patchouli.
I get a lot of patchouli in it.
Really?
Yes.
I do not get patchouli.
So
I just get like flowers. It's like that sharp floral top note. I get a lot of that.
It's less generic than I thought it would
be. It is. Yeah. It's interesting, but like, and it's so funny because like on a date, what a broad term that if you tell people that, like, depending on where you live or where you grew up, like, your perspective would be completely different. But I suppose in the south of France in the mid-2010s, it smells like grapes.
Well, I think roses and wine, too, is a pretty wide nut to cat. I mean, that's a pretty safe bet when you're talking about, like, on a date, you know?
In the, like, the French perspective of going on a date.
Or, like, any perspective, really.
Depending on where you grew up.
Yeah.
Like, probably not Asia.
But in terms of, that's true. But in terms of, like, what do you give someone as a sign of love? Like,
apparently,
roses.
Roses and grapes.
You know? We can even take wine out of that equation for the sake of argument.
If someone, like, gave me a bouquet of grapes, I would be delighted.
That's true.
I fucking love grapes. I love when they're huge, too. It's like a big...
God. When I first read about the sun, I was like, get that shit away from me. Like, roses, patchouli, and grape. Like, I'm good. I thought I knew what it would smell like. And... yeah, it was the first replica scent that I was not excited about. And now, smelling it, I... certainly not a me scent, but like...
definitely not a me
scent. I kind of like it.
I think
for
it's
someone else.
Interesting. It almost seems like an art... if you told me this was just like an artistic rendition scent of like making out with someone who's just drank a lot of red wine, I would be like, yes. Because that's kind of what it smells like too. When you kiss somebody who's been drinking red wine and you can like taste it in their mouth, like that's what it smells like to me.
When I got here, when I got to Sables, I like couldn't stop smelling it on her.
Yeah.
Because I was...
it's also like pretty strong.
Yeah. You, honest to God, you know what this smells like to me?
What?
It smells like passion fruit Rockstar energy drink. back when I was 20 and used to like be able to drink an energy drink and like live to tell.
Yeah, there's a fruity tartness to it.
Yeah, and I don't hate it.
I guess that'll be the grapes.
Yeah,
these grapes are doing a lot, man.
It's sweeter and juicier than I thought it was gonna be
on a grape. But I am curious, like, what type of person would wear this as like an everyday scent? It's giving, I think, like, because it's so punchy, like, it's giving car punchy, air freshener.
Punchy is right.
Yeah, like, it's giving non-fine fragrance. It's giving something else.
I think I would agree with that too.
Yeah,
it is much less generic than I thought it would be, and I like it a lot more than I thought.
I think it's super. Yeah, like, I think it's really interesting.
I think it's really fruity.
So fruity, grape, but, man. Who knew? I've never really experienced a grape forward scent before.
No,
so I was like, oh, that's interesting.
And it really truly is like, it's not, I think we can here make the separation between like the grapes that they are allegedly using and like a red berry note. Like those are two different things, you know. It doesn't smell like the same thing.
No, like it doesn't smell like a red Carantor.
Or maybe it does. I don't know, because it also doesn't smell like a grape. I don't know.
It smells like a Concord grape.
It's weird, and I'm mad that I don't hate it.
Well, what's funny is like, I grew up with like red grapes, green grapes, but whenever there's something that's grape flavored, it's always based on the Concord grape.
Yeah, the purple grape, right?
Yeah, like the ones that are have like the thick, almost black skin and you can peel them. Like it's those grapes. And once I was like, oh, the wine grapes, when you eat those, they're like crazy sweet. Like that's what this is. Because those are the ones you make wine from. But then I'm like, I've never experienced a flavor or scent of like a green grape.
You know, this is not far away from
what?
Comme des Garçons Rouges.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. It's certainly juicier than that by far, but the bones are there.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I'll have to smell that.
Every time I wear it, someone tells me I smell like something different. I've heard...
interesting.
I've heard like, oh, you smell really good. You smell like roses, or you smell really good. You smell like pepper. One time someone told me that I smell like a steak. And I was like, I don't know that was what I was going for here.
Weird.
But okay.
You're like, how is it cooked?
Yeah, literally.
What
do I get sides?
I was in the Upper East Side last night and I was at some dinner place. Also, like, P.S. the Upper East Side is hopping. People go out up there.
It's also just such a different world.
Yes. I was agog.
I feel like I'm in a different city when I'm in the Upper
East Side. Yeah, but it was all like young professionals, like finance bros in their like mid-20s, just like all wearing the same button down with like the puffy Patagonia vest.
Yep.
And he's like, I'm very out of place up here.
Every time I'm on the Upper East Side, I feel like I'm in a completely different city because it looks a little different than the West Side.
Yeah.
And it's older.
Yes.
There are more women.
Yeah.
And families and strollers.
It's very hetero vibes. Extremely hetero vibes.
It's very like, well, it's also, I feel like there's more like home ownership there than the West Side, unless you go like super north. Not super north, but like upper.
Maybe,
but I every time I'm there, which is rarely, I'm just like, this is how you bitches live.
I forget that there are like a lot of young professionals up there, but we were at this restaurant and then this group of girls was sitting next to us. And every time this girl kept getting up, I was like, she's either wearing Ariana Grande Cloud or Baccarat Rouge. And every time she got up, I was like, I need to smell this.
That's funny.
And I think it was Ariana Grande Cloud.
Taste.
It was too, like, lectonic. Because, like, Baccarat Rouge is a little airier. It's a little bit more, I don't know, translucent. Mm-hmm. And Ariana Grande is, like, a bit, like, it's got more texture, mm-hmm. more heft. And I was so tempted to ask her, like, what fragrance are you wearing? And then I was like, I don't need to interrupt these people's dinner.
Where were you at?
To be a psycho. It was this place called Penrose.
I've heard of that.
It's like a bar restaurant.
Okay.
It was like very litty.
Shit.
I forget that I'm like, this is nice, but I would also enjoy not having to shout at you sitting across from me.
That's the worst.
As I'm just like eating a burger.
Right. You went to the Upper East Side for a man?
I'll go anywhere for food. I've said this before.
This is true. This is true.
Also, sometimes, I mean, like, he's come to Williamsburg, so I'm like, all right, it's time for me to do my part and go to the place where someone has offered to buy me dinner.
It doesn't take much.
It doesn't really. Okay, so this is our Valentine's 2023 episode.
This is our third Valentine's Day episode.
Our third annual Valentine's Day episode. And we were like, what do? We're going to talk about love.
Yes.
And our perceptions of what love smells like versus what love actually smells like.
I like can't stop smelling on a date.
It's so, it gets in your nose, man.
I like it and hate it. Yeah.
It's yeah. Good. It's good. I don't like it, but I can't stop smelling it.
Yeah, again, I don't like it for me. Sorry. Yes. Yeah. I guess maybe in the way that on a date is sort of trying to rope in the very top line ideas of like, this is how a date smells. Mm-hmm. I feel like there are, what am I trying to say? Like, I don't know either. Good thing I'm in front of a fucking mic. You know, I feel like there are different ways that we are taught and shown that love smells in the most, think of like literally the most generic sense you can think of. I'm talking bouquets of roses. I'm talking boxes of chocolates.
Things that are red and pink.
Champagne.
Yeah.
Lingerie.
Yeah.
You know, leather. Mm-hmm.
Leather. Leather? Sure, leather. Leather.
Yeah, dress okay. Shoes.
Dress, okay.
Harnesses.
Okay. Sure. I don't know why I was like, don't say that.
What?
You said leather and I was like, don't say that. Well. I like to think that I'm open to a lot of things. And then like the movements I've made towards being experimental, I'm like, I don't know if I'm that girl. I don't know.
That's the point of experimenting.
Exactly. You know? Or maybe it's just not with the right person.
True.
True.
I'm not getting into this.
We're toeing the line here.
Unless you want to. No.
We're now a sex podcast. Just kidding.
We've been a sex podcast, unfortunately.
Anyway, the smell of love TM. I always default to Killian because he has so many fragrances that have the word love in it. Or like, I don't know. I feel like that dude's just like a big romantic. So a lot of his fragrances are just like love, don't be shy, mm-hmm. rolling in love. That's it. End of list.
Well, I think that's the thing about Killian. I didn't know we were going down the brand route here, but here we are.
We're not. That's just what I thought of.
No, that's fair. And I think with Killian specifically, so much of that collection, not all, but a lot of it is so, if not gourmand, then warm and spicy and sensual and leathery and all of the things that can sort of wrap around gourmand without themselves being sweet, you know? And that to me, I think like softness and warmness and warmth lends itself to love as well.
All of his like love, like thematic love scents are like quite sweet.
But
they're like pillowy, like marshmallowy. They're not like fruity.
But if you go to like my favorite, like Intoxicated.
Yeah.
And Black Phantom.
Black Phantom, yeah.
And I feel like there's one.
Memento Mori.
That's probably the same one because they all have two names. But like, you know, those are warm and sticky and spicy. And that to me is very alluring and and magnetic in ways that I'm like, this is like one step away from how I feel like, you know, I don't know. There's an end game there.
I think those ones are much more interesting to me and much more alluring because they're interesting. And I like, while the love ones are like really enjoyable and pretty to me, it's just more simple. It's like an easier serve. Like if I like doused myself in Rolling in Love or Love Don't Be Shy, it's obviously like, oh, that's like a cute smell. It's a cute smell.
It's funny. It's almost like a little too easy and almost
insulting
to like love itself that they put it in. Because I mean, obviously, I love Don't Be Shy. And I love it. The older I get, the more I love it. Mm-hmm. Like, it does not take much to impress me, apparently. But
it's a beautiful scent.
I wish it is. But like, wish it was something, I guess, to your point, like more complicated and almost a little bit more like repellent.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
what are your repellents?
What? Wait, what?
Sorry, I interrupted you to ask, what are your repellents?
You know what my repellents are. We'll get there.
Yes.
Speaking of my repellents, oh my God. That fragrance I wore this week, the new Parfum de Marly.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. What was it called? It was the white bottle?
Yes, it starts with an A.
Oh, with an A.
No, it doesn't. No, you're right. Valera or some bullshit.
Valera.
No shade to the brand, which I really like. Actually, fuck that brand. I don't care. But like, I actually do really like Parfums.
Yeah, you like some of their stuff.
Yeah, I do.
They're like very expensive, aren't they?
Yes.
Yeah.
This fragrance smelled not so much like, but enough like Secretions Magnifique that I was like, I gotta get this shit off me. And like, ooh, the longer I wore it, the more I was like, no, it does smell like this. Like, I was like, oh, I just sprayed it on, it's a little tangy, like it'll wear down. It didn't. The longer I wore it, I was like,
oh no,
I'm wearing it again. And so I sprayed it on at like, what, 8 before I went to work, and I worked out at like noon. Uh-huh. And then showered, and I was like, okay, I'm saving myself, like it'll be fine. I sprayed on commodity milk afterwards, mm-hmm, to cover it up, but it was still on the fucking wrist of my button down. So all day I was like, anyway.
So it smelled like cum?
It smelled like cum and blood and like gunmetal.
Oof.
And flowers.
Cum smells like bleach.
Okay. We have been down this road before. It does smell like bleach though.
Why is that? How does the human body?
That's not a question I can answer.
Why don't you know?
I don't know.
I know about the things
that come out of my... Because I swallow.
I guess that's polite.
I mean, it's just less cleanup.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, exactly.
What repels me?
What repels you?
Scent-wise?
Any love-wise?
Is this going to be too easy? Let's keep it scent-wise. In terms of...
Anything-wise. It's up to your interpretation.
You know...
This is a love episode.
Why don't you answer first?
Okay, I'll
give me some
first
sort of framework here.
Well, okay. This is why I thought of this, because the concept of the ick. It's like, you know, in the zeitgeist of pop culture, it's for the girls. It's not for the guys. But what's funny is that the ick is basically, there are turnoffs and there's the ick. A turnoff is like somebody, their behavior, you didn't like their behavior. The ick is like a completely innocuous thing that for whatever reason, sure, just turns you, like, oh, I saw a man struggle to go through airport security and suddenly I got the ick. Or like, he like ate a banana weird and I got the, like, you know, perfectly fine person just does something weird. Mm-hmm. So, and then I was thinking about that because like, I talk about, you know, this sort of stuff with my friends a lot, and they're like, oh, he gave me the ick when he like was rude to a waitress or something. And I was like, that's just a turnoff. That's not an ick. That's right. A turnoff.
Yeah, that's just being rude.
Exactly.
I do think, and this is not a defense of men, please.
Yeah.
But I think people have gotten a little loose with the ick.
Yes.
Like at some point, if you are in the presence of another human being,
yeah,
in any sort of situation, yeah, like
when a man wears a hat indoors, that gives me the ick.
Yeah. Bad.
No hats at night.
Okay, but
that's my rule.
What about scent? Okay, no hats scent at night is very funny.
No hats at night is my rule.
On men, baseball caps at night don't bother me just because like so many guys just wear baseball caps.
I hate it.
But anyone in a fashion hat, I think, period, day or night.
Oh, like, yes. Fashion hat, if it's got a brim on it, fuck a brim. Who do you think you are?
Okay, we've got to get back to the concept here. So in term, like,
okay, what? Smells. I don't like when people smell like generic men's cologne. Is a turnoff to me. And I'm trying to describe it, but it's like obviously like the Sauvage-y type of, what even are those Accords? Because they all kind of say like it's a Chypre, it's a Fougere, but I'm like, no, it's not. It's disgusting. Like I've smelled a Chypre and a Fougere and they're lovely. And like, what did you do to make it this terrible?
I mean, I think they're super aquatic. I think they're super metallic. Oftentimes like wait.
That like sporty scent.
Like way too much pepper or like way too much anything is going to pull a scent in the wrong way. You know?
I'm trying to figure out in my brain, like what is the thing that makes them all smell alike in a bad way?
That's a whole nother episode.
Like why man?
Yeah.
Is it just why?
No, I think you're right. It's
okay, why man?
That scent is terrible.
It's repugnant.
Yes.
It smells like Republicans.
It smells like something worse than that. But
yeah.
Not that there's much worse than that, but...
I don't know, but I was like, people want to smell like this? Like, yeah. No offense to YSL. I also think it's like a bestseller for them. I think it's one of their top sellers, but I was like, what the fuck is going on here? To be fair, I'm mostly familiar with the YSL scents that are marketed for women.
Which are much better.
Much better.
Did we ever get the new one?
No, I keep forgetting to call it in because I think I'm just like, do I care?
Yeah.
I'm like, I kind of know what it's going to smell. That's like. So true. I'm like, do I really care about this? Eh.
I agree with you. There is something though, like, endearing. Yes, I agree with you. But I think there is something about, like, anyone wearing a fragrance in general that shows a, like, a modicum of effort, mm-hmm. that I'm like, okay, the bar is in hell. But, like,
but if it's a bad generic men's cologne, I'm like, that's the opposite effort that I want.
I think you can wear a bad generic men's cologne if you do not soak yourself in it.
But they always do.
Yeah, that's true. That's
the thing. It's like goes hand in hand with, yeah. like user error.
Okay, I agree.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I'm going to say the same thing as you, but I think I'm going to say, and this is rude and I don't mean it to be, but it is my truth.
Okay.
And it's our podcast. Just like any sort of Old Spice. I'm just like, really? Oh, you too. Like,
but Old Spice is a classic.
Yeah.
You know what? I have not smelled OG Old Spice in a while.
And maybe I'm not even talking about the OG Old Spice.
Oh, okay, but so like, you're talking about like the swagger.
A Fiji and a swagger. Fiji like, of it all. Like, I like it. Like, it is as much of an ick to me as it is sort of like. Mm-hmm.
I see what you mean.
You know, like,
problematic fave.
And I don't even like it, but I'm like, another one.
That to me is less repellent than like a Y-man or a Sauvage.
I agree, but I think it to me says something about the guy's like mentality and approach. I don't ever want to know what someone looks like in the drugstore aisles. That's a lie. I don't ever want to know what someone looks like in like the grooming aisles. Like, buy your toothpaste in peace. You know what I mean?
That's what gives you the ick. I don't want to watch you buying toothpaste.
There's also something sort of like at the place that I am in my 35 years of life, I don't need you to use any sort of fancy thing. You can, you know, that's not, I don't give a shit. Like, that's my job.
Yeah.
But if I open your medicine cabinet and I see like Old Spice Fiji, I'm like, bro.
It's, and I get it because it's like, it. I feel like it's like the dude version of Bath and Body Works.
Yeah, there's
it's
something to that.
It's easily accessible. It's like, and understood, like, this is how men are supposed to smell.
Yeah.
And it's, you can buy it anywhere. And, like, all of their bros are probably buying similar shit, so.
But I think it's that specifically. Like, scented deodorants are fine, whatever.
Yeah.
But, like, it's just.
Men don't know how to shop for deodorant.
They don't
know, no. They're just like, this for men.
It's also, like, affordable.
Exactly.
Scent, so, like, I shouldn't hate on it.
Yeah.
But it's just sort of like, ugh.
I have been surprised in the past of being like telling a man like, oh, you smell good, and then he's like, it's probably just my deodorant, it's Old Spice like Swagger or Fiji, and then I'm like, God, again.
Every time I hear that, oh, it's just my deodorant, I'm like, gross. I mean,
they make deodorant really fucking pungent, so
yeah, they do.
I get it. It's like the neuroses of smelling bad, which like America largely, that's like a big neuroses for us,
that's
is
true.
Smell. But oh, I will say, and this is maybe just like a beauty editor flex, if you gift a man a fragrance and then he wears it for you, highly recommend.
What do you mean?
I gifted a fragrance ages ago.
Is it the Dias and Darker one?
No.
Oh.
It was a Burberry, like Four Men's fragrance.
Okay.
Burberry Hero.
They do really nice. Oh,
speaking,
not that I hate them.
Speaking of, yeah, generic men's fragrance.
Yeah, literally.
I like it, but I like it on the dry down.
You do like it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It was the Eau de Toilette, and then they have like a new intense, like intense right? version.
Yeah.
They are quite. I gave the intense to my brother just because I was like, here, I'm not going to wear this.
Yeah.
But I gave the Eau de Toilette to a friend. And then like the few times in the future when we've hung out, he's like worn it. And I was like, oh, that's nice.
That's cute.
It's kind of like when you give someone a gift and then they're like, look, I'm using it.
Right.
The few times I've been like, oh, wow, you smell great. Like, what are you wearing? And he's like, it's the Burberry you gave me. And I was like, it smells so different on you than like what it smells like in the bottle.
Mm.
And that's the magic of perfume.
Yeah. It is cute.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's
I've certainly. I mean, we both have gifted. Gifting a perfume is, I mean, such a roll of the dice.
It is. But, for, to me, yeah.
But for us, it's more like here.
Exactly. Like, for us, it's so casual.
You're doing me a favor by taking this off
exactly.
my hands.
And everyone, like, they really read into the gesture. And I'm like, this shit's free. And it takes with space. It's collecting dust in my apartment.
Literally. I give all my coworkers, like, tons of candles.
Yeah.
And, like, what, really, whatever they need. And they're so appreciative, which is so sweet. And, mm-hmm. like, but I'm like, you need to understand that.
Yeah, yeah.
You're doing me a favor as well.
You're nothing to me.
Like, yeah, right. Yeah. I guess what the things that repel us, just men's fragrance. Just men.
Men repel. I am neutral about that. I know like it's all like hate men hours in this era. But I'm also just like that also gives that ideology power. I don't know. To have a strong feeling towards a man.
That's true.
Right? That's giving them power. No. My power is I don't care. You want to ghost me? I've already forgotten about you. And luckily, I'm like at this part in my evolution where now that type of behavior repels me.
What?
Like as before, it used to make me like a little insecure if I'm like, oh no, their behavior is changing and like they're not communicating as much. And then like, did I do something? And I would get kind of like insecure. And now I'm just like, oh, all right, bye, I guess. And now it's a turnoff. And I'm like, that's healthy. That is a healthy reaction to someone like changing their behavior towards you or like not giving you the respect that you know you deserve.
Yeah.
Also, like, communicate is so simple. It's so simple.
I mean, I don't know how many times we've said on this show, like, communication is.
Bro.
So.
Yeah.
Essential, sexy, whatever you want to call it.
But it's sexy as hell, dude. It's so simple, too. And they're like, why am I single?
Okay, we have to go back to spells.
No! I'm kidding. Okay, opposite of repel. What opposite of repels you? What endears you?
What attracts you?
Attracts, yes, that's the word. I don't know why that word. I was like, what is the word for opposite of repel?
I mean, you know what attracts me. Like, anything sweet, yeah. Anything warm. Mm-hmm. Also, anything familiar.
Ooh.
Which, like, okay, like, obviously. Like, yeah, well, yeah. Let me, like, just, like, state a fact. But, like...
I do like when dudes smell, like, kind of, like, a cowboy-y scent. Like, leather, tobacco, woodsy.
You do like that.
Like, scorched hay. I love that. I love that shit. That's why I like Old Spice, maybe. Mm-hmm. And I also like when they smell like nothing and it's just like clean boy smell. Mm-hmm. Like, that's always nice too. And I always wonder if clean boy smell and clean girl smell.
They're different.
The two binaries of smell. I feel like clean girl smell is different because there's always a fragrance.
There's always, yeah, exactly.
There's always a fragrance. Okay, for instance, I like... went on a walk with my new editor around Prospect Park and she has like very long, wavy, beautiful red hair. And I could tell, I'm like, she washes her hair with like either Garnier Fructis because it was a familiar shampoo smell or like herbal essences. But like anytime a breeze blew, I would just get like a huge whiff of like her shampoo. And I was like, whoa, girl smell.
Yeah.
In my head, I was like, that's girl smell is shampoo.
That is girl smell.
Yeah. But boys don't have that smell.
Rarely.
Rarely. If anything... they smell like laundry detergent and deodorant.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Or just like clean hair.
Hopefully.
Yeah. But that's like a romantic scent to me. Like the smell of someone's hair. Like the neutral smell of somebody's head. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to thread this needle here. Yeah, I don't know. No.
I mean, for all like the love TM... accessories and like frilliness about it, it's like the simplest things that like really capture your, I don't know, senses around love. Like, for instance, like the smell of a boy's head, can't bottle that.
Well, okay, it's funny, this is I think like what I am trying to like figure out how to say it, like the object of my affection, whatever, my boyfriend, he... Ew, I don't want to talk about this.
he boyfriend like, reveal.
Oh, yeah, boyfriend reveal, please. He, like me, doesn't really have a lot of scents in his life or scented things in his life outside of fragrance. Mm-hmm. And after meeting me, he's gotten like way more into fragrance. And he, like me, gets a lot of shit sent to him. So yeah, it's like he has a lot at his disposal, but like they're not the type of shit that I like. Mm-hmm. So in my relationship, like every... smell that is there is meant to be there, thank God.
Yeah. I love that your relationship is like a Pomeranian and a black cat. Like, that's the pairing I see.
We're literally like those, that meme of those two houses, like the black house and the pink and purple house. They're dating.
Yeah. I love it.
It's just funny.
I love like a kind of like mismatchy couple. Nice. Like, I fucking love that so much.
Okay, anyway.
Anyway.
But... it's funny to me that you're wearing the replica on a date and now I am wearing replica on a date because I know Comme des Garçons Rouge through him and he wore that on our first date and it does, it's very rosy and very patchouli and I'm like, those notes are way too common for you to just like make that your thing, homeboy. So,
what are you doing?
Yeah, like every time I smell something that is both of those two things turned up to 11, I'm like... it's too familiar in a way that I like, but in a way that scares me. Like, I don't know. It's good though.
No, I feel that too. Like, I can't go back to certain scents just because I associate them too much with like another person.
Yeah.
I can't go back to Mississippi medicine. Yeah. Not because I'm like traumatized, just because I'm like, that doesn't belong to you.
Mm.
That belongs to this one person.
Yeah.
You can't have that.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, like, I don't know. I'm not like, or like Tom Ford Black Orchid. I can't go back to that because that reminds me of.
I wouldn't have given Sauvage to an ex-boyfriend had I known that every man on the planet was going to be wearing it 6 years later.
Little did we know.
Literal clown school.
Now we know. You know what? The clowns should wear a clown fragrance so we can smell them coming.
This is, you know what? That is such a point.
Yep. It tells you exactly what you need to know. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay. I mean, like the same thing for any other generic fragrance, I guess. I'm like, okay, well, I know. Although even with a generic for women's fragrance, they at least smell nice. When I think of the most generic ones, like... I don't know.
That one?
That one. Or what was it that was sent to me recently? The Valentino in Roma.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
I was like, this smells just like girls.
Did you get the men one too or no?
No. I actually was more interested in the for men's one. And they just sent me the for women's. And I was like, well, that's presumptuous.
Huh. Okay.
And I was like, oh.
They always send me both because they're like, we never know with that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I want my reputation to be. Never knowing. Although a lot of people do tell me they never know about me. And I'm like, good. I can never tell things with you. And I'm like, X, that's exactly how I want it to be. It's because that's because it means I'm not sure about you. If you can't read me, it's because I don't want you to.
Say, well, I can barely read you half the time.
It's because I never know anything. I shan't commit one way or another.
That's fair.
Somebody asked me the other day, like, what is your favorite scent on a dude? And then my mind immediately went to an Ex Nihilo scent called Citizen X.
Hmm.
And I remember they sent it to me when I was at Allure. So this was definitely like at least like 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I was trying to describe it to them, like what it smelled like. And I hadn't smelled it. It's like in the back of my like perfume closet somewhere. Mm-hmm. I was rummaging for it and didn't find it. But it is to me what I think like should be the blueprint for like pour homme fragrances, where it's like light, fresh, a little bit minerally, a little bit foresty. It's like a mineral forest. Where it's like woody, piney, and like metallic a little bit. But something about it was just like so, I guess it's kind of like that clean, quote unquote, masculine vibe that I like. And then I was like, why do I like that?
Mm-hmm.
Is it because my brain is programmed to be like, this is what man smells like?
Yeah.
But then I also thought the same thing about H24, the Hermes one. And I was like, men, what's stopping you from smelling like this?
Yeah.
And like, that is the blueprint.
That's a really, really good one.
And I'm like, why are there not more men's fragrances that are like chill like this?
Mm-hmm.
It's not so much like, I'm a man, but it's just like, I'm a man, period.
Yeah, take it or leave it.
Yeah.
It's funny because like, you know, like I like to smell warm and sweet and all of these things always. And I'll gladly wear anything, but that's what I always go back to. But so few people, specifically men, gravitate to like gourmands in the way that I do. So anytime I smell a man in something that is, you know, overtly vanilla or like pretty spicy, I'm like, what's going on here? You know what I mean?
Oh, like, yeah. Any dude who wears like a not traditionally masculine fragrance, I'm very interested in because I'm like, oh, like, I guess because it's a sign of confidence, and like confidence is extremely attractive to me. Like, again, another thing I'm learning recently where I'm like, if you're just like oversharing your insecurities with me, like early on, I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah. A girlfriend of mine went through that just recently.
Yeah. Do not do that. And like, I almost like, I don't feel bad, but like, there's a part of me that's like, oh, babe.
Yeah.
Like, I get it. We're all humans with insecurities, but at the same time, like, you can't dump that on me.
Right.
And it's like, less attractive when you do that.
Right.
Like, we can also, it's like, if we're not in a relationship yet, like, don't make me work girlfriend hours.
Yeah.
On like, not girlfriend wages.
That's
real. Yeah.
I would like to see, and forgive me for talking about this again, but like, and it, I feel like it almost doesn't count because it's so hyped that it's like, I feel like people are just wearing it to wear it. But Baccarat Rouge to me is not a masculine TM fragrance, but I love when a guy wears it because it is so sweet and so weird.
Yeah.
You know, it.
I would be interested to smell it on a man. I only smell it on women.
Really?
Yeah.
I
feel like its reputation is like a feminine scent.
I feel like it is just, if we're talking about like the binary, a more traditionally feminine scent, but
yeah.
I smell a ton of guys in it.
I mean, that's great.
It is great. But
I love that.
I would love to see more scents like that. Like, mm-hmm. also, like, a lot of Tom Ford scents lean really sweet.
Those smell real good on it. Like, oud wood or, like, tobacco vanille.
Yeah.
So good.
And I would love to see, and maybe we will in the next year or two, like, vanilla work its way into men's fragrances. So men can start smelling a little sweeter because, like, I'm sick of being the only one. Like, we got some work to do.
For real.
Well, and every time someone's like, you smell so good, what are you wearing? And I'm wearing, like, I don't know, a Cali vanilla or, like, a, you know, vanilla milk. It's like, you like this because it's vanilla. You like this because it's familiar. Like, you know, it's ingrained in all
of this. Yeah, that's true. You're drawn to something that's familiar to you. Mm-hmm. What's funny is I find that when I wear fragrances that are not overtly feminine is when I get the most compliments, weirdly. When I wear, like, really spicy, woody or earthy fragrances, I get like the most compliments.
People go crazy for wood.
Yeah.
Across the board.
Everyone loves
men,
wood.
Women, like all of it. Did you get the new Nuco fragrance? The blue one?
Yes. It's nice.
Yeah.
She's like aquatic.
Okay.
It's whatever.
Okay.
I'm still like, what is what? None of these have saved me. So you're going to try water? Okay.
Yeah. Good luck.
Yeah. Do what your brethren could not. Help me. But yeah, I always think that's interesting. And then whenever I like put on like a Killian Rolling in Love, or like lately I've been really liking Killian Princess, I enjoy the way I smell because I'm like, teehee, I'm a princess. And nobody says shit about it.
Princess is really floral, right? Or no?
It's very vanilla and powdery.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It's like super gourmand. That's the one that was like, it's like a matcha latte, a mocha latte.
Oh, fuck. Yeah.
Matcha latte. This makes no sense. Pick one. Pick a beverage. Yeah. Oh, and there's like ginger and marshmallow in it.
Oh, that one. Yeah, yes. Sorry. Yes. Yeah.
But I love it. It's like a, it's that's a good. Very cute smell and I feel very cute in it, but nobody gives a shit. Although what is funny is every time I go to my friend Dara's house and she has two cats, and there's one cat you can touch and one cat you cannot touch.
Okay.
So I touch the cat you can touch and I'll like pick her up. And then every time I leave, she's always like, now Kima smells like you.
Oh, that's so cute.
And I was like, oh, wow. You must have like a really sensitive nose. Or like, maybe I'm just like dousing myself in this shit.
Yeah. Oh, you know what I meant to wear today, actually? Fuck, maybe I'll wear it next time.
What?
I don't want to blow my load too soon. The pink bedroom.
Fuck, yeah. Mm-hmm. I want to smell that.
Too. I'll bring it over. Oh, I have something for you.
Ooh. Hooray. Is it the balm dog? Yes! The last cherry balm dog.
Literally.
On earth.
I've only used that like four times.
That's
like,
fine. Cherrybalm.com is my favorite flavor, problematically. And now they're discontinued. I feel like I've ranted about this on the last episode we did, so I won't go further, but
Do you have the new ones yet?
They sent me the new fig, and it's like, the tip is different.
Yeah.
It's just the tip.
Yeah.
Just the tip.
But I like it because the formula is now vegan, or that's not why I like it, but I like it that they changed the formula, but it feels the same.
Yes.
I was worried.
I mean, TBH, all of the balm.com formulas have been like a little weird.
They're not consistent.
They're not consistent based on the shade.
No. Nope.
Because the cherry one was always the most, it lasted the longest with me. It was like kind of the thickest feeling. Mm-hmm. And the other ones, the color separates. Where like you squirt it out there's like a little like blob of like pre-cum that comes out.
Please. Oh my God.
Like pre-balm. No, pre-balm. I'll call it pre-balm.
But the ones like, some are like waxier.
Yeah.
You know, like I find this one to be waxier, but this one does stay together.
The one that was like the ginger cookie one is super waxy.
Super waxy. That's the one I was trying to.
And but the also, Swiss Miss one.
But also though, like if you're keeping them in your pocket, like I do.
Yeah. Well, then they warm up.
Exactly. So it's like, I guess I can't really.
Yeah.
Even when they separate, they still work.
Yeah.
The best.
Or like, they don't really make my lips less chapped in the long run.
I'm sorry. This is the only thing that works.
Really?
For me.
I need lanolin, dude.
Only thing.
I need that sheepskin oil.
No.
No vegan lips here.
I know people think it's just Vaseline, but like this works better than Laneige. This works better. Like I would rather use this than anything else.
Flop. My go-to is always the Lanolips.
Oh, you do love that.
Yeah.
You do
like love that. Like, that shit fucking works.
Wait, did you get the Glossier deodorant?
No. I don't want that shit. Does it smell good?
I got unscented.
Is it a white stick or like a clear stick or like, what is it? What's the formula?
That's a good question.
Does it give you deodorant marks? On your clothes?
It's very visible.
I don't like that.
Neither do I. Mm-mm. I'm surprised I made it to market because like it.
Oof. Does it do that thing when you like sweat a little bit, then it turns into like a white paste?
So when you put it on, it's very visible.
Oh, no, no, no.
It's like pasty. And you can also feel it.
I don't
like I will that. Say that it does disappear throughout the day. Okay. So it's like when you take your shirt off, there's on me like no marks
yeah.
on my body. I don't know about my clothes. So fine, but I can still feel it.
Ew.
I'm really surprised that they actually put it out. Ugh.
I'm not, because they have this like reputation for putting something out and then be like, we heard your feedback and we're changing the formula.
Yeah, over and over again.
Yeah, so I was like,
the fact that they still can't get a lipstick right is
so funny
to me.
So funny.
I think when they go into Sephora, they're gonna eat them alive. I really do.
Yeah, I still think the price point is like for what it is, like $2 too much.
Yeah, I agree.
Although I do think $16 for a mascara is reasonable.
I fucking finally got Lash Lick yeah. again. I wore it out on.
But here's the thing, Lash Lick for me, in my opinion, I've gone through like 5 tubes. Mm-hmm. As soon as it's open, it has a half life of like maybe 2 months, and then it starts to get really flaky.
So I never agreed with you until my last tube,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, oh,
that shit lasts like 2 to 3 months max.
But also, you shouldn't keep a mascara if you're using it on the regular, like more than 3 months. You know what I mean?
I think 6 months is like.
I think it's 3.
It says 6M on most mascaras.
Ugh.
But again, like all mascaras kind of get gloopy because like there's air in the tube,
right.
blah blah blah. But I was like, this expires way quicker than my other ones. It's, what is the deal?
It's so good.
If you want like a lash tubing formula, just go to the Japanese Mart. I say as if everybody has one.
I was going
to
say, I was like, well.
Yeah. Or, I mean, you can get them on Amazon now too. But like Asian mascaras, they got that tubing shit on lock.
I love Lash Lick. I don't care. But I should try some Asian formulas.
It's just, Lash Lick is fine. I will give it that.
I love it. And I don't like riding for Glossier. Like it's, I realize that's embarrassing. That's my ick, is that I ride for Glossier. Well, some things.
I don't know. I can't think of one product that I'm like die hard about with them. That I couldn't find an equivalent product elsewhere.
I think when Cloud Paint came out, it was yeah. its own thing.
Yeah.
Now there's a billion.
Now
Cloud
there's
Paints.
So many.
Yeah.
There's too much makeup, man.
There's way too much. There's too much makeup, too much skincare. Everyone stop.
I don't know. I was having one of those like bad brain weeks where like I was like, I can't get anything done. And then the whole time I was like, there's too much stuff in this apartment. I'm like, how do I get rid of all these dumbass products?
Yep.
So I need to figure out how to do that in a non-wasteful way, mm-hmm. because you can't donate shit that's like not in original packaging or open or like whatever, which is annoying.
Mm-hmm.
There used to be like a bunch of like free stores
yeah.
around, and now they're gone. So I don't know.
We've lost the plot.
We've lost the plot.
Okay. I feel like we need to like get back to the actual Valentine's Day.
Well, the smell of love.
What does Valentine's Day smell like to you this year?
Oh, okay. I think this year it just kind of smells. It's my the first thought that popped into my head when you said that was pizza. I don't know why. Maybe it's just because I really want pizza.
Maybe you're just hungry.
Maybe I'm just hungry. It happens. But it smells like treats. It smells like treats and like yummy things you can eat.
Okay.
Food is my love language. Not even my love language. It's like love period.
It's just your language.
Yes, it's just my language. Don't talk to me if you don't bring me a snack.
That's very fair.
Yeah, I'm like a cat in that way.
I was on my way to Sables last week, maybe two weeks ago. Yeah. And I was like, I'm grabbing a coffee. Do you want anything? She's like, bring me a croissant. I was like, yes, ma'am.
I'm not going to say no to that offer.
I was like, now I can't show up empty handed. So that's too funny.
But it's true. It's like, even people are like, I can't read you. I'm like, really? You can't read like the copious signals I send about bringing me treats? It's really that fucking simple. You're overthinking it. If you can't read me, you're overthinking it.
That's true. That's fair.
Bring me treats. Somebody DM'd me about a croissant, because we were talking about croissant scents. There's one called a Croissant Cafe from a Parisian brand. I forget what the brand was called, but the scent itself is called Croissant Cafe, and it's a roll-on.
Oh, sorry. That took me a second to... Okay, wait. I'm gonna.
And I've wanted to... I think they only sell on their website, and it's like in euros, so I'm like, huh? But part of me is, I'm like, I just want a sample. I don't want the whole thing.
Literally.
What is
that? X straight roll-on.
Yes.
Is it this guy?
Yes, versatile.
Same. Oh, it's cute.
It's cute. And I can't tell from the way it's described if it's a literal interpretation or just like...
Oh, that's
conceptual.
Smells really pretty. This fragrance celebrates a Neo Tonko reworked into an ultra smooth coffee. Mm-hmm. Croissant Cafe X-ray roll-on is buttered, toasted, very warm, mm-hmm. with round notes, caramel, vanilla, milk, and a woody sweet cappuccino. Irresistibly tasty, far from being sickening. Sweet tooths will love this unconditionally. That sounds really good.
It does. And it's not super expensive.
I mean, it's $60.
Euros. Or in the U.S. site.
I'm on the U.S.
site. Okay. $60 for how much?
15 ml. It's a half ounce.
Okay.
It's an X-ray, though.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
Let me reach out to these motherfuckers.
Yeah, I was like, let us maybe do a little reconnaissance there. But thanks for the croissant tip.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah. Love smells like a croissant. Love smells like you bringing me treats. And I prefer it this way, that like nobody I quote unquote fuck with listens to this podcast.
Thank God.
Thank God. Because I am not talking about you. If you think we dated, no, we didn't.
No, we didn't.
Do not listen to this podcast. And if you do, don't ever tell me about it.
That's real.
But also bring me a treat. I say it on enough platforms that I'm consistent, that people will now consistently send me treat content and soup content.
And blob content.
And blob content. Yeah. Somebody from like the Today Show reached out and was like, I read your thing about treats and I'd love for you to contribute to the story.
Oh my God. That's
funny. As a treats expert. And I was like, man, the whole like internet experts industrial complex is a fucking racket.
Literally.
I am not an expert. I'm just a glutton.
Yeah.
I'm just a child.
That's funny because people always DM me like Valentine's Day things all year round, like anything pink cars, which I really appreciate. So yeah, I mean, I feel like both of our personal brands are very tight.
Very tight. And yet I don't have enough treats. Do not send me things I cannot eat.
I find that hard to believe.
Yes and no. Do I have enough? Yes. Would I like more? Also yes.
Two things can be true.
So yeah, Valentine's Day smells like treats to me.
Love that.
Mm-hmm. What does it smell like to you?
I don't know. I have no idea. Like
the king of Valentine's.
I know.
Like, what does love smell like to you now in our third year? This is like the Billie Eilish in every year interview.
Oh my God, it is. You know what Valentine's Day smells like to me right now? Or love smells like to me right now is a brewery in Brooklyn. And I'm only specifying Brooklyn because there's not a Manhattan. There's one in Manhattan and it blows. No, there's two in Manhattan. One is,
I can't believe there's only one or two in Manhattan.
I know. There's one really tiny one called That Which Ails You and everyone should go there.
That's a cute name.
It's cute. Never mind, I'm gonna get canceled. Yeah, it's in like the tip of Manhattan's dick, but you should all go to That Which Ails You. It's very good. Leave them 5 stars. They're a small business. It smells like that. It sort of smells like a billiards hall, thanks to you.
Ooh, I've influenced you.
I hate the word billiards. It's so like testicular.
Cool. You can say pool hall.
Yeah, and probably, definitely smells like pasta. It smells like garlic in a pan.
Yeah.
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 For sure.
Mm-hmm.
That's
what Valentine's Day smells like.
Yeah. Maybe that's just a specific ew.
Now I know. Now everyone knows exactly how to plan a date for you.
Well.
We're going to the pool hall. We're going to the beer hall.
And we're going to the pasta hall.
Yeah. Ooh. Take me to a bakery. That's my date.
That's fair.
Yeah. But what does love smell like to you?
I don't know. I never know how to answer this question. Yeah. I think I've said before, but I think it's still my answer. It smells like coffee.
Ah, I love that. It smells like coffee. It smells like the way sunlight smells when it's streaming through the window and like warming up a spot. And you're just like basking in the little sunspot in your living room. It smells like warm bed sheets.
It smells like
toaster.
The fog of a restroom after your lover has just gotten out of the shower.
Yeah, I like that. Something like a little burnt, like a burnt candle smell. Maybe I'm like a cat. I'm like, I just want to sit in a little spot of sunlight. But yeah, they're all like indoor smells.
Indoor smells?
Intimate indoor smells. Yeah. That is what love smells like to me.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. Maybe I'll go back and like listen to our past Valentine's Day episodes to say what we said the years prior.
I will not.
I probably won't.
The less I know, the better, to quote you.
Yes, I have other things I ought to be doing. But I love how the definition of the way love smells evolves as you evolve. And it expands and like it becomes more of like a Marvel Cinematic Universe inside your brain.
That is true.
Yeah, I love it. Love to me also smells a lot like the scents that I was wearing during like significant lovely times.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I feel like I have so
romantic sense.
Yeah, but I feel like I have fewer of them now because we do this. I guess we've always done this, but now specifically, like, I just, you know,
yeah,
I don't really wear one of anything anymore.
True. But I usually find that, like, when I like something new, I'll, like, wear the shit out of it for, like, a time.
That's true.
And then if that time happens to coincide with, like, a crush or something, then it will always remind me of that time. Like, Chelsea Knights is like that. So whenever I smell that, I'm like, ooh.
Oh, right. Yeah. Oh, right. Yes, 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 yes.
And then I'm like, okay. I should text her.
Could that be the name of the episode?
Yes, I should text him. I should text him. Dot, dot, dot.
That has to. That's so funny.
Yeah. There needs to be a fragrance called I should text him. That's so funny. Okay. Anyway.
Well, thank you for listening.
Thank you for staying with us.
I usually want to like outline the episodes a little bit more than we did this one, clearly. But I mean, Valentine's Day, I can talk about that, like, you know, easier than anything, so I wanted this to be a little more free-flowing. Also, all we've talked about this fucking week is this live thing that we're doing, so we are planning
more
just
that.
Not
more
for this so check out our new little Valentine's merch drop if you are so inclined. It's really cute.
It's so cute.
I can't wait till ours come.
And a nice little gift.
You can follow us.
Gifting
on,
is your love language.
Yes. You can follow us on Instagram at smellyoulater.mp3 or hit our website for the merch or to leave us a voice note or to drop us a line.
Yeah.
Smellyoulater.live. Okay.
Yep.
And you can follow me at Tynan Buck.
I'm at Sabletooth Tigra.
And until then, we will smell you later.
Big color, bigger savings. Sherwin-Williams Super Sale is here. Get 40% off paints and stains June 5th through the 11th with prices starting at $30.89. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.